Stephen, this seems like a move that has been on the cards for months on end. So how good is it to finally be a Sheffield United player today?
Yeah, it's great. Obviously, I've worked with Nigel before, and it was an opportunity that I missed out on a couple of times earlier on in the season. And I spoke to Blackpool, and I just thought it was right for everybody. It was right for them, and it was right for me to come and challenge myself and try and get this club promoted.
How much are you thinking, maybe even beyond this season, that while there is a job to do here, I think you're out of contract in the summer, is it a move that maybe would attract you beyond this season as well?
Yeah, definitely. I think I am out of contract, but they've still got a year's option on me at Blackpool. So obviously everyone knows the circumstances there, and it was a tough decision because there's some great people at that club, and it was tough to go into them and say I wanted to come here, but you know it was an opportunity that I couldn't turn down. I want to get this club promoted and I want to be here next year. So yeah, it was a chance. It was an opportunity that I sat down and thought about, and I thought it was the right decision.
As much as this was a difficult decision, how tough has it been at Blackpool this season in particular?
Yeah, it has been tough. Obviously, people know the circumstances, and I'm still contracted there, so it's tough for me to be honest. But yeah, I think everyone at the club is struggling, and it's such a shame because there's a great fan base there, and there's people behind the scenes who are working hard every single day. And it's a shame that I couldn't stay there and try and help them, but I've got to look at it personally from my career, and it wasn't right for me being there. And obviously there was a chance of in the summer of me coming here that was stopped, and for one reason or other, and this time I didn't want that to happen, so I had to go in and voice my concern and say I wanted to come.
You're not the first player who's re-signed for Nigel Clough, of course. What is it about Nigel that you like as a manager?
Well, obviously I worked under him at Derby for 3 or 4 years, and it was just I get on with him, and he knows how I play, and I know how his teams play, and it was just I had great times there. Even when I left, I still had he offered me another 3-year deal, which I decided not to take in because I wanted to go somewhere else and not sit in my comfort zone. And yeah, it was. Once I knew they were still interested, it was something I was really keen on doing. There's a lot of lads here that I've played with before at Blackpool and at Derby, and there's a lot of lads that I already know. So today's my first day, and it's been easy. I feel like I've been here for years. Everyone's been kind. All the staff I've worked with before. So although it was a tough decision, it wasn't something that was going to take me long to decide, because obviously I just wanted to come and come and work with Nigel and see if I can help him get this club promoted.
That's perhaps an underrated aspect of this particular loan move, is that you see players at this time of year, a lot of young players as well, who go out on loan, and it's like a completely different culture, joining a different club, different dressing room, yet you know most of the guys, you know the manager. I bet it's been pretty simple today just to sort of adapt to it.
Yeah, definitely. As I said, it was an opportunity that I didn't want to miss again, because at the end of the season, Blackpool could decide to take me as option up, and I'm there next year. But it was something I felt like I needed to voice my concern and voice my opinion on the fact that I thought this was the right place for me to be. I know it's only for the remainder of the season, but hopefully if everything goes well and the club's promoted, then hopefully we can sit down in the summer and see where it goes.
You join a club that is absolutely desperate to be back in the Championship. The thought of another year in League One is unthinkable to the supporters here, and while there's a lot to achieve, there's also a lot of pressure on the club, isn't there?
Yeah, definitely, but I think from playing, I've played over 250 games in the Championship, and there's pressure all the time, and this club should be in the Championship, if not higher, and the fans expect that. But I'm the sort of player that likes the weight of that on the shoulders, if you know what I mean. I want to be going out there. I want to be fighting at the right end of the table. It's been tough at Blackpool, with them struggling and trying to not get yourself up for games. But there's always something that's not right, and this club just fits the bill for me. Everything seems right, and it's going in the right direction. And although it was tough to drop down a level, it was just a decision that I had to jump at, and hopefully I can help get this team up.
We've seen another striker join the club in the January transfer window, which is Matty Doan, and he scored in, I think, his first start and hasn't stopped scoring since. Just how important is it as a striker to get that first goal quickly?
Yeah, it is. It is important, but Matty started well, but as a striker myself, I know I'll score goals, whether it's tomorrow or whether it's the game after. At some point, I will score, and it's just about momentum. I've been back fifth at Blackpool. I think I've played the last 18 games, and I've managed to score goals, and we've been struggling. So it's not a concern for me if I don't score tomorrow, or if I do score tomorrow. If I do, great. If not, I'll be working hard, and hopefully we can pick the 3 points up.
Are you going to provide that kind of a presence up front? I think that's what Nigel has talked about. But what are the other aspects of your game, perhaps?
To be honest, I'm a striker who likes the ball into feet to try and link other players. And I've seen some games this season of Sheffield United, and he seemed to have a lot of runners from midfield. And Nigel was, when I was speaking to him, was saying they need someone to link that, and that's my game. I've done it the whole of my career, and I want to link the play, but also I want to get in the box and get on the end of the crosses and hopefully score goals.
There have been a lot of special moments in the last couple of seasons with the cup runs here and some incredible occasions at Bramall Lane. If you can be very much in contention, whether it's a top two or playoffs at the end of the year, that could be a big thing for this club, isn't it? The fact that there is that momentum for the big occasion.
Yeah, definitely. I think you only have to look at, even if it's the playoffs, you look at the one-off cup games they've had this year, and they beat some top teams. And if we catch the top two, it'd be great. If not, I don't think there'd be many teams in the four that'll want to come and play against us, because everyone knows the momentum that the lads have got from the cup matches, and over two games anything can happen. And I'm sure if we end up in the four for the playoffs, whoever's playing us will be in trouble.